This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up, all you hooligans? Don't forget to like and subscribe. Boy, I have some stuff to say today, and you're going to want to listen to this, but don't forget that China Doll is coming up next, man, on the Morning Madhouse over on YouTube. Check it out. This is going to destroy a lot of the content that you are seeing on YouTube, TikTok, everywhere. And that is these AI channels. And I'm going to tell you what they're doing. And if you want to watch them, that is up to you if you're into robots and all that kind of stuff. What they are doing is very simple. They are going all throughout YouTube, taking all these videos, cutting them up into B-rolls, and then presenting them to you. And what they're doing is having ChatGPT write their scripts for them. So all you're getting is a bunch of wannabe gangland crap. Now, a lot of us biker creators, and more specifically, Sos and Dibs, and there's some others, they've been demonetized. And you got to say to yourself, why? Nothing that they were doing was bad at all. And you know what? Don't forget Scooter Tramp Scotty. It seems like there's a lot of bots going around and flagging these creators. And then, of course, you know, it depends on what they're talking about. If you're talking about current world events, which I do not recommend on a biker channel, because guess what? If you go against the grain, they're going to censor you. They're going to take you off. But going back to this other deal, this AI stuff, and I know Black Dragon has really talked about this, and it is becoming more prevalent with these channels, man. I seen like four or five of them doing it now, and it's like, really, man, you are that scared to actually come on video, let people know who you are? No. You want to hide behind the screen. And I can guarantee you, every one of them channels, they don't ride a motorcycle. But you're watching them. You're falling into their trap. If you want to know something about a club, you go read the damn stuff. Or, hey, if you don't want to read, just go to ChatGPT and look it up. Because that seems to be the thing now. This is so, you know what, being a creator in the biker niche used to be about, hey, this is who we are. This is the kind of stuff we believe in. And you know who we are. Now you don't know who any of these people are. Now, the question I have behind a lot of these channels are, look at the content they're putting out. You have all this gangland wannabe crap. Wouldn't you be surprised if it was a cop doing it? Which, they're probably padding their budget, so they're getting on the YouTube train with the biker kind of stuff. You have to really think about it now. Them are the type of people that are going to do that. And what happens is, I've talked about this a million times, advertising is the perfect example of this. The more people hear something, you play it over and over and over again, it starts getting stuck in their mind. And that's what these channels are starting to remind me of. They're playing this stuff over and over and over again in a gangland type of presentation. You know what I'm talking about, the gangland, you know, where they go and all the, you know, the weird voices, and they had these ex-members going out there just spilling their guts. And that should tell you something in the first place if they're going out there spilling their guts. But that's what these channels are trying to mimic. And what they're doing is picking up. And if you go in the comment section and look at some of that stuff, they're picking up not only the people that don't ride, but people that ride as independents. And they're getting them to believe all this kind of stuff. Now, when I started off, BD started off, it was a small type of square that was happening within the niche. But now people see, hey, if we talk about bikers, we're going to bring all kinds of people to our channel. Hell, there's even biker news channels out there that all they do is play the media part of it, but don't give any context. But hey, people are going right to it because, hey, this is cool to them. And I get it, man. A lot of people are hooked on phonics nowadays. They don't have the attention span to go ahead and watch a full video. So these 30-second, the one-minute videos, hey, I even play them on my show, but hey, I play them after the main show where I can give a little context or give my opinion on type of stuff. But no, their whole channel is nothing but this. Now, is it providing a service? As some might say. But hey, come on. Who are you? If you want people to believe in your news, you're going to have to sit there and let people know who you are. Don't be afraid. If you believe in something, then stand behind it. Don't sit there and hide. That's a coward. And a lot of these AI channels are just that. And you're not going to convince me otherwise that some form of cops are not involved in that. Because just look at, and that's why I'm not even mentioning it right now. I am not going to let anybody get go to their channel off of mine, man, by me saying, hey, go to this channel, because no way. Because that's just feeding them. And that's what they want. Now, entertainment has changed a lot the last couple years. The way people, they get their information, the way people want to watch different things. That's why you have TikTok. Look at TikTok now. The attention span over there is like ruthless. You know what? I think it's the trash alley of the internet is that and Twitter. Anybody with a phone can be doing something now. It don't matter if you ride a bike. Or it don't even matter if you were ever in a club. They'll still talk about it, won't they? And it's like, damn, man. Sometimes I just shake my head and say, man, this stuff's about to end out there because things are already screwed up in the biker scene. Now you have these schmucks out there doing this, and it's going to get even worse. Taking advice from somebody that's never been in a club? You know, this MC protocol stuff is like went way out the window, man. You know, there's enough information out there from enough credible people that if you want to learn about something, go to them. But when you sit back and see that the person talking to you has no idea whatsoever about what they're talking about, why do you keep feeding into them? Because all it does is enable them to do more stuff. Think about it. Things are really changing now. Do you want to see the person that is actually talking to you? Or do you want to listen to somebody that's hiding behind a screen that all they're doing is typing it out on a little pad with ChatGPT and feeding that to you? If you don't know what ChatGPT is, you got to go do some research and see what kind of stuff it will put out. It scurries the internet and just brings everything into a paragraph if that's what you want. So dangerous stuff right there, dangerous stuff. And what's worse is these people can get you hurt. I'm not going to lie. these people trying to give you advice that's never been in an MC will get you hurt because they don't know what the hell they are talking about. You know, it's not like I always say, it's not cookies and ice cream in the club scene. But if you go out there acting stupid because you took some advice from a twat that has no idea what he's talking about, how can I say it? You got what you deserve, man. If you want to meet a motorcycle club, it's very simple. Go out there and meet them in person. Don't fall for this crap on the internet no more. The only way you're going to do anything is to go up, shake their hand, and meet them. Don't be scared. Don't be listening to all these people talking about this is how you do this or how you do that. It's going to lead you nowhere. Anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Don't forget to like and subscribe. China Doll's coming up right now, baby. Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going.
It is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood.
No show have been disinfected from head to toe. The show begins now.
What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing, baby? It is Thirsty Thursday today, and we're going to see who gets drunk out there. We got China Doll right here right now. We're going to be talking about sharing 20 truths with your child could change their life. I don't know, man. The little bastards never listen to you anyway. So why try is what I say. What's up, China? Why the hell did you come up with this topic knowing that stupid kids don't listen? Just like when we were younger, we were stupid too.
I don't know. I figured why not give it a shot? A for effort. What the hell's with the intro? We're disinfected?
Yeah, because you know, you turned my pecker green. You got crabs.
I do not. Tell them you're lying.
I'm lying. China Doll getting all freaked out over here and stuff like that. It's not like I'm telling you, you know, you're screwing a goat or something.
No, that would be you, because you're the one that screws anything with a hole.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, man. But I ain't a beeb.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I'm sure, man.
No, you ain't sure.
I don't know, man. It is crazy out there. Where was the insurrection? You had all these people storming the Capitol, but since they have them type of views, that means, hey, they're insulated from that. You got all kinds of protests happening everywhere, and even at the Capitol. Man, I'm telling you, the Republicans, you're a bunch of schmucks. You are. You're weak. You're weak. You don't even deserve to be in office, I'm telling you. So what do you got going on today, China Doll?
Nothing. Just playing. What do I got going on? I got something interesting going on today. I actually found a story that made me kind of go, ooh, ooh.
Kind of like a colon cleanse.
No, worse.
Worse than a colon cleanse?
Worse. It made me think of you men and how you could probably totally feel this next story. Mm-hmm. So it was a gutter ball.
Dude, gutter ball. That was a fucked up movie.
I never heard that movie.
Yeah, that movie was screwed up, man.
What movie?
It's called Gutterball. You don't want to see it.
Okay. Well, you don't want to. Okay, yeah, you're going to have to visualize this. An Italian motorcyclist was left in excruciating pain after a motorcycle crash dislodged his testicle and sent it up his body.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was suffering traumatic dislocation of the right testes in the abdomen after a motorcycle crash. It dislodged his right testy and shot it up into his groin. Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. Can you feel? I bet you can feel it.
Fuck that.
I bet you can feel it. Can you feel
it? How the hell does that even happen?
The impact, I guess, forced the gonad out of the scrotum and into the canal right by the groin.
My goodness.
Ow. Can we say painful?
Did he survive?
He did, and they actually were able to surgically put him back where it belonged.
How old was this dude?
He was in his 30s.
Damn, I hope he didn't need that one.
No, it still works.
How do you mean it still works?
It is still after surgery, because what they had to do...
Talking about blue balls.
No, actually red, because that whole side filled up with blood where that testy was.
How nasty.
But he is put back exactly the way he started and fully functional.
Well, he got damn lucky. There's some good ass doctors out there.
Well, you know, it was out in Italy, so maybe they got better doctors out there.
Oh, it was in Italy?
Yeah.
Well, damn, he does need a testicle out there. I heard they screw a lot.
Well, I guess he did a follow-up 6 months after the accident, and his equipment has returned to 100% normal, did not impact his hormone or production, and ta-da, it works. And they said, this is an exceedingly rare situation.
You imagine him walking around with an elephant nut? It had to be swollen.
Oh yeah, it was. It was very swollen when it happened. Yeah, 100%. It literally took 6 months for it to go back down to normal size.
Oh man, I wonder if he got vacation for that.
Paid.
Yeah.
Family leave act.
Do you get paid vacation for that? For getting your nut rammed up your freaking
groin.
Groin. Holy shit. Where do you find this?
New York Post.
Well, New York Post is a good one.
It's like the best place ever to find stuff. I'm not even kidding you. I told you I was gonna look up stuff that, like, you know, were really interesting.
I don't know, man. That's just like in war and stuff, and you see it all the time. Where they might get hit by something, and the first thing they do is check for their schlong.
They do. They do. They totally check for it right away. They're like, is it there?
Oh, my goodness.
100%. So can you imagine? I bet you're like, imagine that groin.
Dude, you're already.
Y'all get crazy just by getting it grazed. This guy, it shot up into his, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, luckily, you know, they got good doctors there, so.
Yeah. Damn, I feel it already.
How's that make you feel?
Oh.
I told you I was going to find something interesting.
That is.
And there it is. And in other news.
Yeah, you better go to other news, because I'm sitting here like, what the fuck?
And in other news, let's see what happens in this area. So, a popular TikTok, you know, God, these people on TikTok, let me tell you. So, a popular TikTok user, let me tell you, a popular TikTok user discovered that someone selling an urn of human ashes on Facebook Marketplace, he decided that he needed to have it.
What?
Yeah, somebody was selling their mom's ashes on Facebook.
What in the hell is wrong with people?
And this TikToker decided that he needed to have it, like, bad.
I guess TikTokers are a big thing now.
I guess.
I don't know, man. I've been, scrolling through some YouTube stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's all AI videos now with biker shit.
Yeah.
All really? AI videos with the all they do is take these clips,
uh-huh,
put them together, and they have text to speech on them now. How fucking boring is that? But they're all doing it now.
That's, I think that's lazy.
And a lot of these people ain't in the scene.
That's lazy.
I couldn't believe it when I seen half of this shit. So basically, all you're doing is putting up videos, you know, cuts of them, and you're texting it out, or you're writing it out, and then there's speech, and they put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Man, YouTube's going to shit, man.
And there it is.
It's going to shit. You know, no wonder everybody's moving to TikTok now.
Mm-hmm. So these TikTokers, Lauren and Mark, tracked down these people on Facebook Marketplace and bought human remains for $30.
$30, I'll buy your mother. Literally.
Which comes with a 2-ounce glass bottle with ash and bone per vial for $30. That includes shipping. And if you pay an extra $5, they give the backstory behind the ashes.
You know what? I bet somebody's out there. They're starting bomb buyers and stuff like that, and just taking them ashes and putting them in a vial and saying it was their mother. I bet that's what's going on.
Well, it says the seller added the purchase. It included a copy of the cremation certificate and the backstory for an extra $5.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like a good scam to me. I'm telling you, that's how they're doing it. They're just using the ashes from a fire.
No, not if they have the actual certificate from the crematorium.
You know how easy it is to freaking
yeah, well, I guess that. People can forge anything nowadays, but
computers, man, shit, you'd have print guns out now. Come on.
But I know it's just people will buy anything.
We got to wake
people
China
will
down.
Buy. I am awake.
Well, then wake up.
I am. People will buy anything. $30 for somebody's ashes. I'm going to go ash my cigarette in an ashtray and sell it.
Right.
Who's going to buy it?
What backstory do you need? My mother died. I had her cremated. Here you go. Now pay me.
I don't know.
That right there with Jason.
And of course, they're not going to tell you any part of that in the story.
You know, there are psychos that want that kind of shit. Did you actually look up the TikTok video to see if...
Oh, they have clips of the TikTok video in the news story. Yeah. Wow. Like they literally show the guy that bought them in, you know, with the clip behind him from Facebook Marketplace.
First, you got a guy's balls that went all the way up his groin. Now you got guys selling freaking ashes on freaking Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. And he actually did an interview with the seller.
Wow. I guess he's TikTok famous.
I guess for selling his mom's ashes.
Do you think YouTube's the one going down the drain?
I'm noticing more and more people going live on TikTok that I've never seen before.
So TikTok's really starting to boom, huh?
It seems that way. But then, you know,
well, that's
one person complains and reports you when you're live on TikTok and your video shut down and you can get banned from going live.
Why do you think people are like that? Grown ass adults.
Because they're selfish. They're greedy. They, you know, you piss one person off and.
Well, that's what I mean. Are they not freaking an adult? Are they children? What?
They act like children.
I don't like TikTok. I just don't like it. You know, I'll put up news stories on there, but I just don't want anything to do with the damn thing. I won't go live on it.
Yeah, I've never gone live on TikTok. I don't really feel like it's necessity in my life.
You know, I get it. People are lazy. They only want to watch shorts now.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like it's taken over everything.
Well, even TikTok videos, you can go instead of like a minute or less, you can post up to 3 minutes now.
Oh.
And I'm like, why? You can get your point across on TikTok in less than a minute.
I don't know. But it seems like
I do get
the
a kick.
Social media platforms are good. That's why I'm glad I got a radio station, because I just say whatever I want to fucking say. And if they take down whatever it is, I still got my radio station. And I still can say what the hell I want to say.
Mm-hmm. I do get a kick out of some of the people that are on TikTok, because it's like people are going live in their colors.
You don't want to get me started on that.
They are going live, and they'll have other people join them on their live feed. And all they do is piss, moan, and complain about all the people watching their live.
Well, that makes no damn sense.
So they go back and forth with either each other or whoever's commenting on them in the live, because
so that's what it is.
So 9 times out of 10, though, the people that are live claiming to be bikers aren't real bikers.
You know what?
Like, there's these twins. They call themselves Outlaw Biker Twins.
Yeah.
I laugh my butt off when they're live on TikTok because they go back and forth with, remember, what's his name? Jersey Kid?
Yeah.
He goes after them.
You know what? The scene has changed so much. I think it's just foregone. It's a foregone conclusion that it's never going to be the same that I knew or anybody my age knew. You would have never found anybody doing videos in their colors because we always knew the cops were fucking watching us.
Yeah.
And nowadays, they just don't care. Everything has changed. All you see with these protocol channels, everything you see about the club scene, it's just all bullshit now.
See, even Jason knew who I was talking about. He goes, they are the island boys of bikers on TikTok. Yeah, actually, that's what they called themselves the other day.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the same anymore. You got a bunch of kids out there that thinks, you know, it's cool to go and show off who you are so the fucking feds can fucking verify you. Mm-hmm. They'd validate your ass.
Yep.
So it's like, what the hell anymore? It used to be a secret type of society shit going on, but now, come on.
It's not like it used to be.
No, and I think it sucks now. It really does. It sucks. You know, where's the old timers telling these kids, get the fuck off the internet?
I wish I knew. Wish I knew.
God, but TikTok cesspool.
I guess it's turning into it because of the fact that, you know, maybe these people don't have the cojones enough to mess with YouTube. So they figure just do it all on TikTok.
I don't know, man. I heard Soph's just got demonetized. I just seen his community post.
Yeah, his Demon's Row page.
What the hell did he do wrong? I guess somebody at TikTok, or not the TikTok, YouTube, they got their panties in a bind about something. I don't know.
Pretty much.
First they hit Scooter Tramp Scotty, now they're hitting him.
Yeah, it was posted one day ago, I think it said.
How much you want to bet it's all these AI channels that are trying to get rid of the older guys?
Oh, probably.
Because they don't get held accountable for the dumb shit they put up in their AI videos.
They don't, and that's a problem, I think. I think they should be held accountable for their crap.
It's never going to happen, and I guess they did the same to Diver.
Seriously?
Diver got hit.
Oh, my God. These people got nothing better to do.
So
they sit at home and just like report people all day. Is that what people do now?
I guess.
I think they need to grow up.
I can't. Why the hell would they hit Diver, man?
Oh, because Dibber's putting his opinion, because I seen him post some stuff on Facebook. He's all about the what's going on over there.
Uh-huh.
And he's like posting like his viewpoints, and he's probably pissing people off because it's his opinion.
You know what? That's,
you know how people are nowadays. They, unless it's their opinion, they're not going to, if they don't agree with what you say, they report you.
What they're doing, Rich, is they go to ChatGPT and they get their scripts off of that. Then they take that ChatGPT over to a text to speech thing and they put it in there. And that's all they do. They don't fact check any of that shit. They don't know what they're talking about on that kind of stuff. All they're doing is putting that up, cutting the video up, putting it up there, and doing thumbnails. It's like an hour's worth of work and they're done with it. And yeah, you got a lot of people watching that crap right now. And it's really, you know, I think I'm going to go step by step and I'm going to start doing response videos to them.
Dude, that would be awesome. You should.
I am. I'm going to start doing response videos to these AI craps.
Start calling them out one by one. Do it. I dare you.
Because you got to fight back against that type of stuff. But at the same time, it don't help the cause of pushing back when you got a bunch of idiots on TikTok wearing their shit on there.
Oh, yeah.
And making themselves look stupid.
Well, and then the funny part with a lot of them, like when they're going, when they're live and they're wearing their cut,
mm-hmm.
or as far as in the twin biker case, their fake cut.
Man, I can't believe they hit Sofs and Dibs now.
I didn't hear about Dibs, but I just seen how pissed off he was in a couple Facebook posts.
Now, they really don't mess with me because it's news. It's from a reputable news agencies. I follow all the procedures for fair use and stuff.
Yeah, you read it verbatim.
Yeah, so it really don't hit me. I'm more like a Tim Pool channel with the news, but for biker shit.
Right.
But, God, that sucks.
Yeah, Deborah's having a rough time of it right now, so. Just by seeing what his Facebook posts have been.
And it's hard for Dibs, man. He's been sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I was always says, you know what? There has to be somebody out there that can take YouTube to court over their partner program. Because if you're calling somebody, see, they're making money off of your material.
Yeah.
I wonder if copyright law can come into that. I have my stuff on your platform. Yeah, you say these could be the rules, but you're still making money off of my content, which is a copyright.
I don't know. You'd have to check into that.
You know what? I have to. I'm going to check into that shit. Because somebody needs to put these social media companies in their place.
Mm-hmm. Better do your due diligence and research that.
It seems like a bunch of people came after Dibber, after the Israeli Abrab stuff.
Yeah, because that's what he's been posting about on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they put him in Facebook jail yet, because I haven't seen a post in a couple days from him. But that's the kind of stuff he's been discussing on his channel on YouTube.
So since they don't like his viewpoints on
YouTube,
Israeli Arab stuff,
yeah,
they demonetize him.
Pretty much.
And if you're not taking the side of the Palestinians and being the cool kid with the, you know, the whacked out leftists, you get your shit taken down.
Get demonetized.
You know what? That's such bullshit.
Yeah.
Listen to LawTube. It's been a topic before. The lawyers with YouTube channels talk about that a tons. Well, you know what? If we got a lot of law channels on YouTube, then maybe they should all get together and put one big ass lawsuit against them and have all the creators join in that with a multi client type of deal. That's what I would say.
Somebody should do something. Because they're going to keep replaying your videos and they're going to make their money, but creators are getting screwed.
Well, that's just like they have these rules when you first start out. You know, you're not getting paid, but they are showing commercials on your shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's their money. You don't, that small channel don't get it.
It's theirs.
Man, I can't believe both of them got hit. Go ahead.
News story.
And it's all over that Israeli Hamas.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is with Sos, but it is with Dibber.
Wow.
Because Sos didn't go into detail. He just said that he got demonetized on the Demons Row channel.
Go ahead.
So, turns out this Atlanta woman, she was ridiculous. She posted a TikTok after downing 48 oysters with Audible, slurping, and followed by a crab cake red potato entree while on a date with a man. But the thing is, this man asked her just to go out for drinks.
And she downed all these
Yes.
I bet she
downed all these oysters, and the guy just sat there and had one drink. And the people at the restaurant.
I wonder if he would. I would just get up to something like that. It's like, dude, man, you're going to be a freaking price tag. We ever get married.
He reportedly excused himself to the restroom before the meal's end and left.
I think he was in the right.
Leaving her with a $184 tab.
And he only had one drink, so why is everybody mad at him?
He had one drink, and I guess he goes, why would I sit there when I asked her out for drinks? She's ordering all this food. So he's like, I left. I went to the bathroom. So then she even posted on her TikTok pictures of the messages between the two of them.
Yeah.
And she got so pissed.
She ain't embarrassed of herself.
No, she thinks that he was in the wrong. He goes, I offered to take you. This is in the texting. And she posted these texts on her TikTok video. I offered to take you out for drinks and you ordered all that food. I'll cash app you the total for the drinks, but you're on your own for the food.
Hey, you women believe in women's right, man. Go. That's Dutch. I don't think he's in the wrong.
No, I think he's 100% correct. And I'm shocked he sat there long enough to watch her slurp down. He goes, once the third plate of oysters showed up, he's like, I'm done.
Is she like one of those chicks where it's harpoon the fat chick, save a whale?
No, I've seen in most TikTok videos, you see a lot of them just from the chest up.
Oh, okay.
So you can't tell.
You can't tell anything.
No, because they could have very slim looking from the top and you don't know what the bottom looks like. But he's like, he said there were comments on her TikTok. One of them said, you were slurping them oysters up and the man was plotting his escape. Then the next one says, well, damn, mama, the slurping alone would have made me leave.
Ouch. So everybody went after her.
They all went after her. They're like, why are you even posting this?
So don't you think that made her look stupid?
It did, because, I mean, another comment was, hey, he literally said, can we meet for drinks? And you start slurping down half the ocean. I'm like, why would you post this? Because you just made yourself look stupid. Seriously. I'm like, everybody.
How many followers does she have? Does it say?
No, it doesn't say. But everybody was basically on his side. So it's like, why would you post it? Why? Everybody like totally went at you. Even the restaurant itself said the people that worked there said they would have left her too.
Damn.
He's like, well, the one guy at the restaurant that works there, he's like, this is nothing new for us. He goes, it was actually quite funny when they witnessed the guy leaving to the bathroom and never came back.
Is that the easiest way to end a date? Hey, I gotta go take a piss.
Yeah, he just.
No, I'm not talking about that. That's the easiest way to do it.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
I gotta go take a piss.
Especially when, what the hell is she thinking? Ordering oysters are not a cheap meal.
And she expected him to pay for it.
Yeah, when he said he just wanted to meet for drinks, so he's like, "I'll cash app you the money for the two drinks. For his and her, one drink apiece."
All right.
He goes, "But the rest is on you," and the rest was like $184.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Violent demonstrations have broken out in some corners of the world following the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital, though American and Israeli intelligence have presented evidence that it was an errant terrorist rocket that blew up. Some continue to blame Israel. President Biden will speak to the nation tonight. An Oval Office address.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events, the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Wakey, 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 wakey.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
I can't believe it. More fucking money. More money. Does everybody realize that this comes out of our paychecks that they're sending over there?
Does that mean we're supporting the war without
us? Oh, you're damn right.
Without us even being knowledgeable of it.
Two carrier strike groups over there now. They're preparing to go in. This shit's going to get mean real quick. And we just cannot stay out of this shit. And it's because of the war hawks, man. Because they are over there representing all the industrial military complex who are making billions on this. So our money is going to keep on going over there.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick of this.
Well, and with everything that's being sent over there, I actually read an article yesterday about how like premiums for insurance plans are on the rise.
You're damn right. I got to pay them
because of everything going on, because they're taking away from everybody. It's getting stupid.
This is insanity, man.
Yep.
You know what? You know what? Everybody should watch his speech. You know why? Because they'll see it in prime time and see how fucked up this guy really is. He should not be in office.
Half the time, he doesn't even realize what he's saying, I don't think. Or he looks like he's about to fall asleep or something. I mean, it's like,
this is totally insane.
This guy's ridiculous.
And now you're going into an area of the world that can spark a nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
The worst of it's in Revelation, by the way, where it says nation will rise against nation. This is just fucked up. Billions of dollars.
I don't know, to be honest with you, with all this crap going on, it's actually made me a little speechless. Because how many times do they have to send our money, our troops, to another country that we shouldn't even be involved with?
No, you're going to start seeing a lot of flag-draped caskets coming home is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be like any other war. These people won't let our soldiers do what they're supposed to do and fight. No, instead, they're going to hold them back like Vietnam.
Well, like SNS said, he goes, I couldn't keep up with what he was saying. I was so lost with Biden. Who can?
Nobody can.
He doesn't make any sense when he does his little speeches.
And now they just busted a ton of people coming over the border that were Hamas linked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think this is going to hit home? Something's wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. There's going to be all kinds of shit that pops up in this country.
You know, I had a customer yesterday make a comment about it's the second coming.
It basically is.
And I just looked, I couldn't say nothing back. I'm just like, it made you think when he said that yesterday. It just made me think. I'm like, okay.
You know, and then this is very interesting. Biden's disapproval rating hits record high. 58% of Americans do not approve of this guy. But you know what? The next election, they'll still vote for him. Still vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
What's that tell you about us as a people, man?
To me, it tells me that nobody really cares. Because of the fact that if
Is your government cheese worth that?
Yeah, is your food stamps and your, I don't know, integrity worth this?
A lot of people don't have integrity anymore.
And that's one of the problems.
That Plus, you got news media. Come on, man. They billions of dollars.
They want their government insurance. They want their food stamps. They want their cash money, you know, so they're going to keep voting the way that they know they'll be able to keep it.
And they wonder why they sit in their poor.
Yeah, they don't care. And it's pathetic. The rest of us have to suffer.
And that's what this country's going through right now. It's suffering. It's hemorrhaging, just like the Roman Empire did in its final days.
It's almost like the U.S. is imploding from the inside out.
Oh, my. Well, you know what? That's the perfect fucking statement of all.
I mean, that's,
we're imploding from
inside
out.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it feels.
I feel so worried about my grandkids that they're going to have to go through something probably even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always say, the politicians don't care. They got the bunkers. What about us? We don't got them bunkers.
We don't got nothing. Because it's like, I even, on numerous occasions, I've Googled in our area different locations to see if we have like...
Yeah, it's like called basement.
Nuclear things.
They don't have those.
They
like
have
they used
nothing
them.
Around here. Like, absolutely
what
nothing.
Do you think about what Steve says? Being poor is a lifestyle for some.
Yeah, because it's monkey see, monkey do. They see what their parents did, and they follow in their footsteps.
So it becomes a lifestyle, being poor.
Yeah. They see their parents survived when they were kids growing up on the government handouts, and so they followed in tow and just did the same thing. When normally most people would see that how much their parents struggled on government cheese. And they would want to better themselves.
But that don't happen.
But that doesn't always happen that way. It always just, it's like a chain reaction.
All I know, it infuriates me. It does. You know, we're going, we need more money. We need more money. Man, shut up with that.
What do you think about what is it? Holy Pyramid Mist just said.
America has become a fourth world country, and it has. It's a third world country now.
You know, if you look at it, the white American is the minority now.
You don't even want to get me going on that.
No,
subject.
But I mean, seriously. Look at the big picture. Look at all the people coming. I mean, Chicago's being taken over.
Oh, Chicago's done. Chicago's another Detroit.
And you know what's going on is they're taking away. Chicago's taken away from everyone else. You can't even get rental assistance. You can't get this kind of assistance down in Chicago anymore because they're using it all for the migrants that are coming in by busloads.
Unbelievable.
And I also read an article about how some tenants in apartment buildings, because the government, you know, like J.B. Pritzker, is promising that these landlords or slumlords, however you want to look at it, will get money from the state if they let the migrants move into their buildings. So people are losing their places, their homes, because landlords are just all of a sudden evicting people, thinking they can make more money off the state by letting the migrants move in.
I don't know. It makes you wonder anymore. And it makes you wonder about the state of some of the people that live in this country.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't approve of him, why are you fucking voting for him? And you're low information voters. And maybe there should have been stricter freaking rules for freaking voting, man. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to move into the 20 truths with... you know, sharing 20 truths with your child could change their life.
And yours, too, actually.
What do you mean, mine, too?
It says it could change your life as well.
Well, what's the first one? Let's hear this.
I don't know. I was reading a lot of these yesterday. Learning how to think is more useful than learning what to think.
Oh, I completely agree with this one. How to think.
Mm-hmm. Instead of what to think. Because a big part of your life is a direct result of the decisions that you make. If you don't like your life for some reason, it's time to start making changes and better decisions.
Well, there you go, right there. If you don't like your life, you got to make decisions to change it.
But I think it's good to teach your kids to learn how to think.
And this is something done with what you just said. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, and because you don't want to tell them what to think in life because you want them to be their own person. So you teach them how to think,
mm-hmm.
how to think effectively. No,
they try to leave it up to the schools, dude, Dad, and you see what happens there.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Am I right or wrong?
It's true.
Parents don't want to freaking help their kids.
A lot of parents have basically just let the, and this is going to sound bad because I'm a mother, but a lot of parents have left raising their children to the schools.
And the schools are just plain ass freaking
schools and videos. I don't know. Parents aren't like they used to be.
Hell no, they're not. And we're failing miserably in raising these kids.
Parents don't even instill values, morals, common sense, or any of those things into their kids nowadays.
Unbelievable. You got me going today, man.
You want to know another one?
What?
Another thing you should do to your children?
Knock them in the head.
Explain to them that everything is hard before it's easy and we get stronger as we go.
That's something that these younger generations are never going to freaking learn. Never going to learn.
Well, and you got to, and sometimes I blame the parents because parents instill in their kids that failure is not an option.
Some do.
That's what I mean. Some do. That failure is not an option. You always have to win, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, but that's a good way of thinking.
No, because you can learn from your failures.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, winning should be everything.
Yeah, well, now when everybody gets participation trophies, what the frick's the point of winning?
I agree.
Everybody wins.
I agree.
Everybody wins now. There's really nothing else.
And until they get into real life and figure out, hey.
Not everybody wins. World is not a game.
No, it isn't a game, but the problem is society still bends to them. You know, you can see it in the workforce right now where these young people think they're owed some shit.
It's true.
You have kids saying, well, you know, you ask them, well, why you need off? Well, it's personal. Okay, what's going on? Well, I'd rather not say, and I don't have to. That's what the fuck they're being taught.
Well, legally, they don't have to tell them why they need off.
Yeah, hit the fucking door. That's what needs to be done. And yeah, you do have to have a legitimate excuse to miss work.
Well, yeah, to miss work, but if they're requesting a day off.
No, I'm talking about, hey, I'm calling in sick or I'm calling in and I can't be there. Well, it's personal. I don't want to. Don't come back.
Doctor's note. Prove it.
You can't sit there and tell me that an employer can't say, hey, what the hell, why you missing work?
I mean, if it becomes excessive, maybe if it's not just once.
So you think that you can tell somebody or a boss that it's personal and you don't have to tell them?
If they're calling off sick?
Yeah.
If they're doing it for one time, I wouldn't care. But if it became repetitious, yeah, then you want to know what the hell's going on.
But I'm talking about their attitude of thinking that they don't have to be responsible for a job they were hired at.
Well, how many times have you heard about people whose bosses are getting text messages from their employees saying, I can't make it to work?
That would never happen with me. Don't you dare.
When you're supposed to call your employer, not text them that you're not coming in.
But we're letting it happen.
Well, because managements aren't enforcing their shit. They're not enforcing anything. They're not standing behind what the company or what their job stands for. You know, if your policy is they got to call you to tell you they're not coming in.
Enforce it.
And they text you. Pick up the phone and call that employee and be like, this ain't acceptable. What's going on?
But they were taught, well, you know, you can't hurt my feelings. You got companies that ask, well, what's your pronoun? I don't give a shit about your pronoun. You're either a dude or chick. And you got to admit, I've had a hard time, man. I have. I've had a hard time with people.
Mm-hmm. You have.
What's another one?
The biggest disappointments in life are often the result of misplaced expectations.
Or your own actions.
Yeah. That's true. Tempering unrealistic.
It's the choices you make.
Unrealistic expectations on how something should be can greatly reduce unnecessary stress and frustration.
That's one thing that does frustrate me is people expect it to go their way, and that's not how life is.
No.
That's not how life is at all.
You don't always get your way. Like, at all. Face the facts. It doesn't always roll your way.
And you know what? Life, you're always going to get screwed. When you think something's going good, there's going to be that right-hand turn that's going to throw you right off. But they don't know how to cope with stuff like that.
Nope. Because why? People need to instill in their brain that attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference.
Yeah, their attitudes usually suck now.
It is, because they don't get repercussions. They get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand there's consequences for your attitude. There's consequences for your screw-ups. They don't care.
But God forbid that you point that out. You think we're lost now? You think we can never bring it back to...
Well, I'm
morality.
Hoping, I hope we're not, but at the rate things are going, so I don't even think in a lot of places of people's lives, morality even exists.
Well, one generation after the another is going to teach this, you know, what they believe. The millennials screwed everything up because we let them. We're the ones who raised the little assholes. And now they're raising their little assholes with the same thinking. So it's just going to keep going and going and going. It's just, it's the cycle of poverty, just like that. It won't change.
Mm-mm. You have to be the one that wants to make change.
But they won't be able to decide that.
No, because it's too difficult, because they want people to make the decisions for them. The lifelong pursuit of happiness is about finding meaning.
Finding meaning. A lot of people don't care about the meaning. They don't care about trying to better themselves. They don't try to expand their horizons. They want to be stuck, and complain is their problem.
And you know what the other thing? The most effective way to move away from something you don't want is move towards something you do want.
You know what? I actually like that one. You got to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say, you know what? Enough of this. I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
That I really like that one. I do. I like that one.
And you know what? One of the biggest things that children have never been perfect in listening to their parents.
Yeah,
they have never failed to imitate them.
Yeah, but we grew up.
And actions always speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So if you want your kids to be better than you, then you need to show them.
Yeah, right.
There were hundreds of arrests during yesterday's protests on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators shouting "Free Palestine" and "Ceasefire now." Several protesters face charges of assaulting a police officer.
Not
also,
insurrection.
At SRNnews.com, no end to the standoff over a House speaker. Correspondent Edwin Morris says Congressman Jim Jordan remains the Republican nominee. Well, apparently what they will do next is take another vote, and that's expected to come later today. The question is, will support for Jordan continue to erode?
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
That was awesome. I got to call my mom and get some gas money.
Mommy!
Mommy, I only got $5. I need gas money so I could drive my friends around in your car.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. You know what, Steve? That's right. I wonder if they're going to get 22 years in prison for what they did. That was an insurrection at the Capitol, but it don't work that way. We live in a communist Marxist country now. You know what? If you guys are lucky enough to live in a red state, at least you got something still going on, man. Because if you live in the blue states, and that's why I always get irritated with her, is, you know, we're 10 minutes from a border and we could live a lot better, but, you know, she don't like change. So we end up paying all kinds of shit. And I always laugh when she says, man, this is so much money. Well, you're the idiot that don't want to change it. Right or wrong?
Yep.
But why do you sit there proud of that?
Why do you always say that? Why do you always say that? I sit here all proud of that. Because why? Because I'm afraid of change.
Oh,
because
afraid.
I fear the unknown.
Fear the unknown.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I don't like change.
So you keep in the same spot because you fear it. Just like we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No change.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What else?
The willingness to do hard things opens significant doors of opportunity. For example.
What was that one?
The willingness to do hard things opens significant doors of opportunity.
I don't know. Would you consider that going to college or something?
No. Like mastering a new skill
I thought she was going to say masturbating.
I did that last night. Sorry. What? Oh. Mastering a new skill is hard. Building a business is hard. Writing a book is hard. Marriage is hard. Parenting is hard, and yet these things are amazing and worth every bit of effort you can muster.
You got to have the will is what you're saying.
Yes. You have the will, you have the way.
And a lot of kids nowadays don't understand that.
No, they don't. And you need to instill that into your kids. I don't care how old they are.
Dirty knobs. Humans don't like change. That's why most are stuck.
Yep. I'm stuck. I'm broken too. So, you know, I'm a broken, stuck person.
At least you admit it.
I'm a broken, stuck person. There it is. There it is. Like, uncertainty is inevitable and must be embraced to achieve anything.
Oh, wow. It's starting to give China self-advice. Damn, did this one hit you in the ass?
So, when we act with some level of uncertainty, this uncertainty often chases us out into the open where opportunity awaits.
Man, that one hits you.
Talk
right
about timing on that one, huh?
That one kind of sucks, don't it?
After what I just said, that totally just kicked me right in the ass.
See, karma's one of them things, man. Karma's one of them things.
Like it specifically says, if you're scared of uncertainty, you'll skip it.
What are you thinking now?
I still skip it. skip you, go back to me. Okay, we're playing Uno. Draw four.
Oh my god.
Talk funny about timing stuff. On that one.
That's
right,
funny shit right there. I love
wait this one will get me now too.
What?
Lack of effort is what holds most people back, not the lack of intelligence.
Lack of effort.
Yeah, I have effort with a lot of things in life, though. I put forth effort.
This went from sharing 20 truths from with your child to
China doll laying on the couch. I just snorted.
You're laughing about it, but now you're seeing it, the truth.
Did you know that knowledge and intelligence are both useless to a person who is unwilling to put effort to take action?
Damn, are you getting hit?
Nailed it. Problem is I have intelligence, just not like some, and I have knowledge, just not like some.
Well, everybody
like
has
I could
that.
Like I could never I never compare I well I try not to. As far as knowledge and intelligence, I never will compare myself to anyone else because everybody has their own form of knowledge and intelligence. Like you have major knowledge and major intelligence when it comes to like history and like the war stuff that's going on where I'm backseat riding on that because I ain't got a clue. Yeah.
Anyway,
let me get out the couch and the pillow now.
I love ending the show right now with China Dow being struck by one of her own fucking topics. I love it.
See, not only can it change your kids' lives, but it could yours too.
We'll see you later. China Doll will be in here tomorrow. Rock on.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows.